In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the new era. And the last paragraph of volume 16, December 26, 1923. And Jesus is now telling Luisa something that is very, very difficult for most people when they first begin to live in the divine will or try to live in the divine will. And the thing that's difficult is he says this to Luisa. Luisa, beware, my daughter, do not look at others, either at my saints. When we hear this, people say, well, I have my favorite saint. I love my favorite saint. I'm named after my favorite saint. I want to talk to my favorite saint. Jesus says, okay, you can do that. But what he's asking Luisa is this looking back is not looking forward, okay? He says that the saints are wonderful. They've learned how to do the will of God, but to live in the will of God has never been given to anyone but Luisa Picaretta. And Luisa would always look back at the saints when you see her pictures, especially in her room. She loved St. Teresa Lisieux. She had a picture of St. Teresa Lisieux. She loved St. Joseph. She loved the saints, and Jesus says, don't look at others. Don't even look at the saints. Now, what does this mean? This means that they're bad? No. He's saying, what I've got planned for you, I didn't give to the saints. And if you're looking to the saints to find living in the divine will, you can't find it. And I know a number of people that say, I love the prayers of St. Gertrude. I love the prayers of St. Francis. I love the prayers of St. Teresa. And Jesus says, okay, that's good. You've gone this far. Now I'm going to lead you even farther, closer to me than what the saints knew, what the saints possessed. So he says, don't look at others, either at my other saints. So it's not that they're bad. It's not that they're forbidden. I'm going to show you the straight and narrow path that the saints were all coming to. But now what's coming is the direct line to Jesus and Mary, the direct way to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. And for a lot of people, they say, I can't do that. I won't do that. God says, fine. He won't force you to listen to him. When he said to the apostles and all his disciples, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood to have life. He used the word manja. You got to chew my flesh. Eat my flesh. Tear, you know, with your teeth. The flesh. That's how Jesus talked about it. And they went, that's a hard saying. And all of them left him. And then he turned to his apostles and he said, are you too going to leave me? And that's when Peter, the rock, stood up and said, where can we go? We know you have the words of life. We know you are the Messiah. Where else can we go? And the group that was following Jesus shrunk down. That's what happens with the divine will too. The divine will is the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. The saints didn't have this. The saints knew how to do the will of God. But to live in the will of God, he gave to Luisa. When people would go see Padre Pio lived about an hour away, maybe hour away from Luisa, maybe a little longer than that. A little farther than that. When got more phones in this room. When oh, sorry. I thought I heard it. When God begins to I lost my train of thought. Those bells not got left me. So anyways, our God is asking us not to focus on the things of the earth. Okay, not to focus on the things of the earth, but to focus on that which is God is doing. In the new way, it's not a new way, it's the oldest way, it's the way Adam lived. So he says, don't look at the other saints, either the other saints or the way I, God, conducted myself with them, which causes you to be surprised in the way I behave with you, Louisa. There's a lot of people are jealous. They say, oh, I wish I was like this person. I wish it was like that saint. I wish I was this. Each one of us possesses a unique life that God, we have different fingerprints. We have different irises. We have different voices. We have different heights. We have different sizes. We have different shapes. Why? God loves what he has created spiritually as well. So he's asking us to enter into this life. And Jesus says the same thing to us that he said to Louisa. He says, don't look at the others. Don't look at the saints or the way I, God, conducted myself with them, which causes you to be surprised in the way God is working with Louisa. He says, what I have planned is a new beginning for all mankind. It's a new era for all mankind, a new way to live for all of mankind. And what is that? That's to share in his divinity. The saints possessed a virtue or two of Jesus, a virtue or two of Mary. The saints possess this. What God possesses, gives to you, is a new beginning that the saints would envy if they could. Why? This book of heaven is so powerful that when you read this, you become peaceful, joyful, and happy. So he says this, with them, with the saints, I wanted to do one thing. With you, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, it is something completely different. It's not being good and holy and saintly. It's to share in divinity. What the priest puts the drop of water into the chalice, that drop of water fused into the wine becomes wine. It's not oil and water. It doesn't separate. Jesus says, you're that drop of nothing. And I want you to enter into my life. That's the blood of Christ. My life, my mother's life, 5 drops of blood, he said, gave life to who Jesus is from the Blessed Mother. 5 for the 5 wounds. When we participate in this life of Jesus and Mary, it's completely different, completely unique than what he lived in the lives of the saints. This is what Jesus says. In the new era, The lives of the saint are going to surround the sun. They're going to, like, you ever seen a halo around the moon at night? He says it's a halo around the sun. What is this halo? What is this light? It's a reflection of God. This is the saints. This is how beautiful the saints are. But he says, what I am doing with my children, he says, they're going to enter into the Son of God, S-U-N of God, and participate in, with, through, and for God. As God participates in, with, through, and for mankind. He says, this is the crown of my church. This is the ultimate of what I've called mankind to begin to live. This universal life that Adam had, this Catholic life that Jesus and Mary brought to the earth, this universal life is now going to be crowned with what? The little children in the holy divine will. It's not a life of a saint. It's beyond that. That's why what's coming to the earth will be, the church will be so beautiful. God is ironing the dress of his bride. He's cleaning off the stains of the dress. What's coming is the marriage feast between God and man is happening, and it's forever. It's forever. And he says, so with you, Louisa, I'm doing something completely different. You have to understand, this is not about being, it's not becoming a saint. Jesus says this. It's not about becoming a saint. A saint is volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a divine mirror of Jesus Christ. To live in the divine will is volume 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. But what Jesus wants more than anything is volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, to enter into that kingdom of heaven while on earth. That's the uniqueness of Louisa. So he says, beware. It's easy to fall in love with the saints. I love the saints. I've got so many relics. If I put them all together, I might have a body there. The life of the saints is beautiful. It's holy. It's saintly. It's good. But it's not divine. It's a holy humanity of the saints, a saintly humanity of the saints, which Jesus says, I want you to share in my divinity now on earth as the saints share in the divinity in heaven. So he says, be careful, Louisa. You'll fall in love with the saints. It's easy because that's what we know. That's what we've learned for 2,000 years. I'm going to teach you something completely different. So Jesus says this, and Louisa says this, as Jesus was saying this, he took the form of the crucified. Jesus took the form of the crucified. And he laid his forehead on Louisa with the crown of thorns on her forehead and laying himself over my whole person. I remained under the pressure of the divine will. This is the squeezing out of all that is not of God, and all at the mercy of his holy divine will. You see, mercy, divine mercy. It's all at the mercy of God's divine will. Why? To squeeze out of us everything that is not part of his holy humanity. Why does he do that? To squeeze out from us everything that's not part of his holy humanity, because then he now wants us to share in his divinity. But everything that's not part of his holy humanity has to be gone from us so that we can begin to live sharing in his divinity. This is new. The saints, like I said, with Saint Francis, the saints had the stigmata. But to share in divinity, Our Lady possessed it as Theotokos, Mother of God. Jesus possessed it as Son of God. But with Louisa, she possessed it as the newborn of the divine will. And that's what God wants to do with us. Don't limit God. Don't say, well, I can't do that. God says, yes, you can't do it. You've already said no. Don't limit God. Give your fiat. Let it be done as you say, Lord. Do what Louisa did. Fiat. Fiat voluntas tua. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and we pray that the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.